My boss at the time was a guy named Bill Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
He was the executive director. I was director. George Smith was a department head. Bill Boyle was the same guy that peed all over the idea of the silicon target Vidicon.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't help me. He was at that time director of the laboratory, and George Smith worked for him at that time. So Bill Boyle's claim to fame up until that time was he came out of the research area and he had done something on the Ruby laser, nothing very significant, but as far as I know, that's all he ever did from a research point of view. But in any case, he brought George Smith over from the research area, and they were buddies. And George Smith told him about this idea of the CCD. And so a patent application was submitted to the patent people, which listed George Smith's name, Bill Boyle's name, and my name. Why Bill Boyle was listed, I never knew. But the story was that Bill Boyle had come to George Smith and said, Jack Morton would like an electron version of the bubble device, which is a serial shift register type of device.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his total contribution to CCDs, if that much. But so he was listed as a co-inventor, and we submitted the application to the patent people, and several months later, I called and said, what's ever happening with that application? There's been no follow-up or anything. Oh, that was filed. I said, how could that have been filed? I never signed any papers or any. I didn't make the assignment to Bell Labs and so on. Said, well, your name isn't on it. I said, what do you mean my name isn't on it? They said, well, Bill Boyle didn't want your name on it. So, at that point, I had some decisions to make because, for one thing, if you don't list the proper co-inventors, you could lose a patent. But on the other hand, I didn't want to make a big fuss about this thing. He was my boss. I had plenty of patents. I didn't need that particular patent. My career was going fine. So I just let it go. And in fact, I wrote the nomination for those guys to get an award, become fellows, and then get an IEEE award for the invention of the CCD, and so on. So I was the good soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I say that unblushingly. I really was a good soldier on that. I expected at some time or other, the truth would come out. And it's coming out now for the first time. Later on, one of my department heads submitted an application for me for the Zworykin Award for the invention of silicon target Vidicon.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Boyle was my boss, and he nixed it. He wouldn't let them submit the application.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing I could do about it. He had to sign off on it. Or he insisted on signing off on it. By that time, I had become friends with Ralph Simon at RCA, told him about the CCD, helped RCA get into the CCD business because they had helped me with the Vidicon.
Mm-hmm.
When in 1974 or 75, I received a letter from RCA asking me if I would support the nomination of Ralph Simon for his Zworykin Award for the silicon target device. I was kind of amazed, but it turned out that Ralph had a similar idea at some earlier time, but never tried it because mm-hmm. he didn't have the confidence that it would work. He still had the targets that he made in his desk. But anyway, we decided to, in a sense, to do it the right way, and so I supported his nomination, he supported my nomination. By that time, Boyle was out of the way, and so we both went it together for the silicon target device. But there's no doubt about, you know, who did it first, and who helped RCA, you know, get into that business. But, I mean, Ralph and I were good friends. It didn't really make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
There was no competition between the two of us. I think that, you know, retrospectively, you know, I led the group that developed the CCD. We understood its importance for color cameras.
Mm-hmm.
We understood its importance for fax. I made the first fax machine with a CCD device.
Mm-hmm.
Flatbed scanner, very similar devices are seen today.
Mm-hmm.
I try to convince AT&T to get into the fax machine business. They wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
We understood that camcorders were possible. The whole gamut of things.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that got Boyle into it was the CCD shift register, you know, and that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they make some CCD devices for handling video signals as belay devices, but it's not very important if it's done. So that's kind of I mean, I have a bitterness about that.